You're listening to Radio CKUT 90.3 FM Montreal or online at ckut.ca.
Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The Quarantine Report. I'm Amy Goodman. In northern Minnesota, over 100 water protectors were arrested Monday in the largest act of civil disobedience to date aimed at halting the Enbridge Line 3 pipeline. If completed, Line 3 would carry more than 750,000 barrels of Canadian tar sands oil a day through Indigenous land and fragile ecosystems, endangering lakes, rivers and wild rice beds. The day of action began when over 1,000 water protectors blockaded a pipeline pump station north of the town of Park Rapids. Many of the activists locked themselves together or to heavy machinery, including bulldozers and diggers.
I'm the mother of 3 children. I trooped out here from Boston. I'm a Mi'kmaq woman. And I'm here because they need backup. They need voices. There's strength in numbers, you know? All these kids out here, I'm going to say it over and over and over again. All the kids out here deserve the future that we as parents promised our kids. And if this is how I have to fulfill that promise, then this is how I'm going to fulfill that promise. And not just for my kids, but for every kid sitting out here in this world.
Protesters are calling on President Biden to shut down the pipeline. After headlines, we'll go to northern Minnesota to get the latest from Anishinaabe activist Winona LaDuke. New data shows atmospheric carbon dioxide levels have reached their highest level in over 4 million years. Scientists with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, measured carbon dioxide levels averaging 419 parts per million in May, about 50% higher than pre-industrial levels. This comes as Amnesty International is blasting the Group of Seven world leaders for failing to meet the challenge posed by the climate crisis. Amnesty said in a statement, quote, "The unambitious climate plans submitted by G7 members represent a violation of the human rights of billions of people. These are not administrative failures. They are a devastating mass-scale assault on human rights," they said. Meanwhile, June temperature records continue to fall in many parts of the world. 5 countries in the Middle East have topped 50 degrees Celsius this week, or more than 122 degrees Fahrenheit. And much of the U.S. continues to bake in extreme heat, with weekend highs in parts of South Dakota and Minnesota topping 100 degrees Fahrenheit. India has begun easing coronavirus restrictions after daily infections hit a 2-month low. India is still reporting about 100,000 cases and 2,000 deaths from COVID-19 each day. Uganda has ordered schools, churches and markets to close and will restrict travel amidst a second wave of infections that's disproportionately affecting young people. The World Health Organization says 8 African nations have reported a 30% rise in cases in just a week. Only about 2% of people in Africa have been vaccinated against COVID-19. Norway's top coronavirus official has declared an end to the country's COVID-19 crisis. More than 22% of people are fully vaccinated in Norway, where hospitals are experiencing their lowest level of admissions in a year. Here in the United States, daily cases continue to fall, even as the pace of vaccinations has slowed to a trickle. The Biden administration now appears unlikely to hit its goal of getting at least one vaccine dose to 70% of U.S. adults by the 4th of July. In Geneva, World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus on Monday urged G7 leaders to commit immediately to sharing vaccine doses with the rest of the world.
Increasingly, we see a two-track pandemic. Many countries still face an extremely dangerous situation, while some of those with the highest vaccination rates are starting to talk about ending restrictions.
ProPublica has obtained a vast trove of IRS data showing how U.S. billionaires pay little in income tax compared to their massive wealth, sometimes even nothing. The data show Warren Buffett paid a true tax rate of just 0.1% on income of $125 million between 2014 and 2018. Over the same period, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, and Michael Bloomberg all paid a true tax rate of less than 3.5% as their collective wealth grew by over $100 billion. ProPublica says it will use the IRS data in the coming months to detail how the ultra-wealthy avoid taxes, exploit loopholes, and escape scrutiny from federal auditors. In Canada, police say a 20-year-old man who ran down five pedestrians with his pickup truck in London, Ontario, Sunday, targeted his victims because they were Muslim. All five victims were members of a family that immigrated from Pakistan more than a decade ago. Among those killed was a teenage girl, the only survivor, a 9-year-old boy who was hospitalized with serious injuries. The suspect fled the scene but was pulled over and arrested by police a few miles from the crime scene. This is London, Ontario Police Chief Stephen Williams.
We believe that this was an intentional act and that the victims of this horrific incident were targeted. We believe the victims were targeted because of their Islamic faith.
Prosecutors are considering terrorism charges. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said on Twitter, quote, "Islamophobia has no place in any of our communities. This hate is insidious and despicable, and it must stop," he said. Vice President Kamala Harris has announced plans to work with Guatemala's government to block asylum seekers from heading to the United States. The efforts include further border militarization and a task force purportedly aimed at boosting anti-corruption efforts in Guatemala. Harris met at the presidential palace with the Guatemalan president, Alejandro Giammattei, on Monday, issuing a jarring warning to asylum seekers forced to flee Central America over poverty, violence and the impacts of the climate crisis. Do not come to the United States, Harris said repeatedly.
The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border. There are legal methods by which migration can and should occur. But we, as one of our priorities, will discourage illegal migration. And I believe if you come to our border, you will be turned back.
Blocking migrants from requesting asylum in the United States or other countries that offer the relief is a violation of international law. In her remarks, Vice President Harris also failed to acknowledge how U.S. intervention in foreign policy in Guatemala and Central America have contributed to the root causes of why people flee in the first place. Harris is meeting today with Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador in Mexico City. We'll have more on this story later in the broadcast. The U.S. Supreme Court Monday unanimously ruled that undocumented immigrants who are granted temporary protective status are not eligible to seek permanent residency in the country. As many as 400,000 people from 12 countries, including El Salvador, Honduras, Haiti and Nicaragua, are protected by TPS. Immigrant advocates say many of them were previously undocumented. In response to Monday's ruling, the National TPS Alliance vowed to keep fighting and said, quote, "This news only emphasizes the fact that Congress must act now to guarantee permanent protections and for President Biden to expand the TPS status to everyone who deserves it," they said. In Peru, where the presidential election runoff is still too close to call, leftist candidate Pedro Castillo has widened his lead against the right-winger Keiko Fujimori. Fujimori, who is the daughter of the jailed human rights abuser and former dictator Alberto Fujimori, without evidence, has claimed she believes there are signs of fraud and reiterated she won't concede yet. Meanwhile, Castillo, a former teachers' union leader who has overwhelming support from Peru's rural communities, asked his followers to remain calm as the last batch of votes are counted.
The homeland, Peru needs its children to rescue her. And thanks to every one of you, thank you for showing solidarity. We have to be respectful of the popular will, and I will be the first to enforce the will of the Peruvian people here and there.
We'll go to Peru later in the broadcast. The Biden administration says it's recovered millions of dollars in cryptocurrency paid by the Colonial Pipeline Company to hackers after a ransomware attack last month. The cyber attack left Colonial unable to bill its customers, prompting the company to shut down fuel shipments across the East Coast. The FBI says it seized a Bitcoin wallet used by the Eastern Europe-based hacking group DarkSide to collect Colonial Pipeline's payment. The news came as the Biden administration suggested it might take military action to stop ransomware attacks. This is Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo speaking Sunday with ABC's George Stephanopoulos.
Should we be contemplating military action even if these are private, not government entities?
As I said, all options are on the table. This is a top priority. And all of us in the Cabinet and National Security Council are focused on it and considering all possible consequences. This week, when the president meets with Putin and other world leaders, this will be at the top of the agenda.
Ransomware attacks regularly target school district, government agencies, and small businesses. One recent attack on a Massachusetts hospital exposed patients' sensitive medical and financial information. In another attack, hackers released a trove of internal documents from the Washington, D.C. Police Department. Thousands of websites and smartphone apps went dark around the world for about an hour this morning after a major network failure, though service was quickly restored in most places. The outage was linked to a problem with the cloud service provider Fastly. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy said Monday he has ordered the Edna Mahan State Women's Prison to close over its history of abuse. Murphy's surprise announcement came as New Jersey officials released a partially redacted report detailing sexual abuse, exploitation, physical violence, and excessive force against women prisoners by prison guards and civilian staffers. Governor Murphy said the report's findings left him deeply disturbed and disgusted. The Biden administration will defend former President Trump against a defamation lawsuit brought by E. Jean Carroll, who accused Trump of raping her in the 1990s. In a court filing with a federal appeals court in New York, the Biden Justice Department argued Monday that Trump could not be sued for defamation because Trump's rape accusation denial was done in his official capacity as president. Meanwhile, a bipartisan Senate investigation has concluded security and intelligence failures led to the January 6 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. The 95-page report makes no mention of Trump's role in inciting the violence. And in Alabama, 1,100 coal miners have entered the second month of their strike against the Warrior Met Coal Company. 6 years ago, the miners accepted a huge pay cut in order to help their company emerge from bankruptcy. Now they say Warrior Met is failing to repay them as it rakes in hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue. The workers went on strike April 1st after rejecting a contract proposal they say offered too little in wages and benefits. Last month, 11 of the striking miners were arrested as they blocked strikebreakers from entering their work site.
We don't feel like we're breaking the law when this company is trying to destroy our people and their families from their livelihood.
I'll die for my family, and I'll do whatever it takes for this union right here.
The United Mine Workers says there have been three separate cases of vehicular assault on picketing workers by persons working for Warrior Met Coal in recent days. And those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The Quarantine Report. I'm Amy Goodman in New York, joined by Democracy Now! Co-host Juan Gonzalez in New Brunswick, New Jersey.
That's okay. Hey. Here we go.
Nothing to follow except the love and all these dollars.
You know,
born ready for ballin'. I'm so done with all this stallin'.
Hey,
got nothing to follow except the love and all these dollars. Born ready for ballin'. I'm so done with all this stallin'. I'm loving what I'm doing, bustin' through and show improvement. My gesture's not quite fluid. I'm my toughest critic. Lose it. This the roughest business. Listen, I'm driving the bus to school.
Yep,
I'm chucking out my wish list. I have been proven. I love this, but it's ruthless. About to brook out to the moon, and I've been crooning, and sooner be tuning into my own wounds and bring some new vision. Glasses, co-sponsor this only prescription. Nothing given. I'll earn each and every gift.
Yep,
got nothing to follow except the love and all these dollars.
You know,
born ready for ballin'. I'm so done with all this stallin'.
Hey.
got nothing to follow except the love and all these dollars. Born ready for ballin', I'm so done with all this stallin'. Holla at the moon and get my voice in tune. Serenade in the blues, way far from my room. Pass the rock, shift me, stop. Watch 50 drop, watch me lift the block. Live from poverty, I wish the cost was lower for veggies, pick and prod. Lining up at soup kitchens for photo ops and gimmicks. I know when to talk and listen. I slow down and rock the system. But I hold back like a, am I that I have been tripping? Say no hope, then I am lying. I am riding boats to Zion. I've been broke, I have been trying. My queer folks say it's my rising. Got nothing to follow except the love and all these dollars. Born ready for ballin', I'm so done with all this stalling. Got nothing to follow except the love and all these dollars. Born ready for ballin', I'm so done with all this stalling. Chase Lawrence.
Welcome back to CKUT. It's time for a little weather. Wednesday will be mainly sunny with a high of 28 degrees Celsius. Thursday will be mainly sunny with a high of 23 degrees Celsius. Friday will have light rain and a high of 21 degrees Celsius. Saturday will be sunny with a high of 25 degrees Celsius. Sunday will have a chance of a shower and a high of 25 degrees Celsius. Monday there will be light rain and a high of 23 degrees Celsius. And Tuesday will be mainly sunny with a high of 23 degrees Celsius.
It's the kind of night you hope for your whole life. Here we are in the hood of this car underneath these stars. There's something about the way you're looking in my eyes. Don't want to fight, this feels so right. Baby, be all mine. Kiss me, you're ready. Kiss me, you're ready. You got.
What if everybody saw more than their sight? They're what you wait in me find in your eyes. So everybody fight.
They fight
just to feel right. So everybody falls.
They fall.
Falls for their own life. Step outside. World's on fire. Bake a cake. Outside, world's on ice, learn to skate, skate. What if everybody through with the bird's call? Then everybody leave. Jump in and sing the count with me.
2, 3.
What if everybody saw more than their sight? Then everybody see the glow of the bright side. Step outside. Share a smile and celebrate, come on. 'Cause rain or shine, fire or ice, there's life today, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, I gotta let you go. I have to get my Lake Magog vaccine.
Your Lake Magog vaccine?
Yeah, you know, I'm really looking forward to having the whole family to the cottage for my annual cookout.
Smart move. I'm gonna ask for the Montreal vaccine. I miss those last-minute get-togethers with my buddies.
Nice. Well, I gotta run. I don't think it protects against lateness.
Each vaccination brings us closer to these moments. Follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
MP3, you can see that turn
was a caterpillar had to transform into a butterfly. Was a caterpillar had to transform into a butterfly. Now I got my wings, so I'm just flying high. Was a caterpillar had to transform into a butterfly.
If you ain't evolving, tell me what you're doing. To be made. Gotta put a work together, make bills pay.
kiss. Mwah. Money gotta multiply. Honey's giving birth to brand new 50s. 50s giving birth to some brand new 20s. Wifey giving birth, all I do is breed family. Close the chamber shut. The Goku inside me is now leveled up. Reincarnation, I'm about to take on a new form. New form. Caterpillar to a butterfly. Evolution pass you by. From my first CD to this current MP3, you can see that turned
was
up.
A caterpillar had to transform into a butterfly. Was a caterpillar had to transform into a butterfly. Working so hard, grinding hand and foot. Product of a single mother that I don't wanna bother. Working like a man, I never had a father. Met him when I was far too born, you know, big and grown. So I stuck in my zone, yo, learned as I go. A man is just a man, like a rose is just a rose. But I grew from the concrete, they couldn't stop me. Try to hold me back, but you know, G-O-D had me. Obstacles in life can make you do a spin, juke move. This Paul crossover make your shoe, but I learned so much when I was in my cocoon. How to handle the hate and do a spin joke too. Wrapped in a silky case so tight, I thought I'd choke. But a monarch flew right out of the web. She evoked. Was a caterpillar had to transform into a butterfly. Was a caterpillar had to transform into a butterfly.
Disrupt my flow, disrupt my night.
Oh no.
Pack the essentials, and away we go.
Oh. Too many things in my fanny pack. I should have brought my backpack. Should have brought my backpack. I should have brought my backpack. I got too many things in my fanny pack. I should have brought my backpack. Should have brought my backpack. Should have brought my pack.
Compact. Now I'm moving with that lag. Gotta just groove and lose that bag. Got a pocket full of change for a kebab. Now I know that I need that. Got an extra load that can detract. But you know I gotta stay strapped, gotta stay strapped. Got a pony in my pack and a little K-dab. Got a horse of the crap that I really don't need. Tighten up, this buckle ain't tight enough, a rat that's quite enough, bright enough to know. Next time I'm out, all I need is my phone and a little bit of weed and a bigger bit of dough. Cause this fickle handy pack has got me moving slow. Disrupt my flow, disrupt my night. Oh no, pack the essentials, and away we go. Oh, disrupt my flow, disrupt my night. Oh no, pack the essentials, and away we go. Oh,
too many things in my fanny pack. I should have brought my backpack. Should have brought my backpack. I should have brought my backpack. I got too many things in my fanny pack. I should have brought my backpack.
It's overstuffed when you struggle to close that zip.
Way too many.
Too many, bruv.
brought my backpack. Should have brought my backpack. Should have brought my backpack. Got too many things in my funny bag. Should have brought my backpack. Should have brought my backpack. Should have brought my pack.
Mm-hmm. I should have brought my backpack.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Quebec, vaccination against COVID-19 is underway, but not everybody is protected yet. Even if you've been vaccinated, you still need to respect basic health measures, like wearing a mask, maintaining social distancing, and washing your hands regularly. You must also get tested if you have symptoms and follow self-isolation guidelines. Find out about the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Follow all the health guidelines, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
My name is Naomi Murney, and you're listening to the Wednesday Morning After Show. Today, our show is all about spring and nature. So if you're listening, take a moment to open your window or step outside and enjoy the warming weather, she joked, making an understatement about the horrible heat wave during which she was recording in her little sweaty kitchen. Today, we'll start off with a poem of the week, have a rundown of upcoming arts events, a musical break, and we'll wrap up with a minute of Mustard Reviews. First, our poem of the week is a spring poem by one of the greatest nature poets out there. This is Hummingbirds, written by Mary Oliver, read by me. The female and two chicks, each no bigger than my thumb, scattered, shimmering in their pale green dresses. Then they rose, tiny fireworks, into the leaves and hovered. Then they sat down, each one with dainty charcoal feet, each one on a slender branch, and looked at me. I had meant no harm. I had simply climbed the tree for something to do on a summer day, not knowing they were there, ready to burst the ledges of their mossy nest and to fly for the first time in their sea-green helmets with brisk metallic tails, each tulled wing with every dollop of flight drawing a perfect wheel across the air. Then, with a series of jerks, they paused in front of me and dark-eyed stared as though I were a flower. And then, like three tosses of silvery water, they were gone. Alone in the crown of the tree, I went to China. I went to Prague. I died and was born in the spring. I found you and loved you again. Later, the darkness fell and the solid moon like a white pond rose. But I wasn't in any hurry. Likely, I visited all the shimmering, heart-stabbing questions without answers before I climbed down. That was Hummingbirds by Mary Oliver, read by me. Up next, an overview of some of the upcoming arts events in the city. This week is your final chance to check out the Festival Transamérique, which will feature live theater, dance, and much more at the Place des Arts in Montreal. It'll be taking place for one more day until tomorrow, June 10th, and the tickets range from entirely free to $55, depending on the event. There will also be workshops, movies, conferences, and other interactive shows, with options to see performances outdoors, in theaters, and online by purchasing a webcast package. For more information on shows, prices, dates, and performances, go to fta.ca. Again, that's fta.ca. And the festival will be taking place till June 10th with a total of 23 shows for film, dance, theater, and performance art lovers alike. Next, make sure to find some time to watch Undine or Ondine while you can. Currently showing at the Cinéma du Musée, Undine is a German film based on the myth of Undine, a water nymph who becomes human when she falls in love with a man, but is doomed to die if he is unfaithful to her. The film follows Undine, a modern-day historian who lectures on urban development and lives in Berlin. But when the man she loves leaves her, the folklore catches up to her. She must kill the man she loves and return to the water or find a new love. The film premiered at the 70th Berlin International Film Festival on February of 2020 and is now showing at the Cinéma du Musée in the original German, with both English and French subtitles. Also, today will be the final day to watch the film of Montreal filmmaker Denis Côté. His film, Hygiène Sociale, which also premiered at the 70th Berlin International Film Festival, follows charming and pretty crook Antonin in his relationship with five different women: estranged wife Eglantine, sister Solveig, tax collector Rose, alluring Cassiope, and Aurore, the victim of one of his crimes. Hygiène Sociale, or Social Hygiene, also has a partner exhibit showcasing at the Cinémathèque. For more information on both films, check out the Cinéma du Musée website at cinemadumusee.com. That's cinemadumusee.com. And for more information on the exhibition on Hygiène Sociale, check out the Cinémathèque de Montréal website at cinemathèque.qc.ca. And my apologies for some of the sirens in the background. Finally, let's keep the cameras rolling and make sure to find a time to check out one of the many films scheduled for the month of June at the Cinémathèque under the program Black at the Camera, or Noir à la Caméra, which follows more than 100 years of black cinema. From silent cinema dealing with segregation to films testifying decolonization, the showcase features multiple genres, from animation to documentaries, even including historical reconstructions. Featuring contemporary filmmakers as well as those of the past, and adding the work of Canadian and Quebec filmmakers to the black cinematic landscape, Black at the Camera will be presented to the public at the Cinémathèque Québécoise throughout the month of June. This program, produced in collaboration with the Fabien Collat Foundation and the Montreal International Black Film Festival, is also supported by the Cinémathèque Afrique of the Institut Français. Check out the Cinémathèque website for more information and to view a schedule of the films being showcased. Again, that's at cinémathèque.qc.ca. And those are some of the events of the city. Now, my friend Liam Shasha reviews Mustard, calling in to join us today all the way from Turkey. This is my friend Liam, and this is Mashasha's Mustard Minute.
Hello everyone, I'm Liam Mashasha, and this is Mashasha's Mustard Minute. Today we're traveling to Norwich with this week's mustard, Coleman of Norwich's original English mustard. Now, for all you mustard connoisseurs, you'll know that English mustard isn't exactly for everyone. It's quite punchy and some would even say spicy, but if you're serious about getting into mustard, this one will not disappoint. It's got this intense nose feel and an earthy flavor, which makes it the perfect accompaniment for a steak. And this mustard definitely isn't shy, so if you're looking to make a statement, this is the mustard for you. It's got this great yellow packaging and a vibrant yellow color that it gets from the turmeric that Coleman's adds to their mustards that just really seals the deal and earns this mustard a spot in the Mustard Hall of Fame. So that's it for this week's Mustard Minute, and make sure to tune back in next week for more on mustard.
That was my friend Lean calling in from Turkey, and that was Mashasha's Mustard Minute. Next, a quick musical break with the remix of the song Batuque by Brazilian cellist Dom La Nena.
Thank you. batuque brasileiro, na roda tem pandeiro, bate meu coração no ritmo da canção. Batuque brasileiro, na roda tem pandeiro, bate meu coração no ritmo da canção. Batuque brasileiro, na roda tem pandeiro, bate meu coração no ritmo da canção. Batuque brasileiro, na roda tem pandeiro, bate meu coração no ritmo da canção. Batuque brasileiro, na roda tem pandeiro, bate meu coração no ritmo da canção. Batuque brasileiro, na roda tem pandeiro, bate meu coração no ritmo da canção. Batuque brasileiro, na roda tem pandeiro, bate meu coração no ritmo da canção. Batuque brasileiro, na roda tem pandeiro, bate meu coração no ritmo da canção. Batuque brasileiro, na roda tem pandeiro, bate meu coração no ritmo da canção. Batuque brasileiro, na roda tem pandeiro, bate meu coração no ritmo da canção. Batuque brasileiro, na roda tem pandeiro, bate meu coração.
Of the song Batuk by Brazilian cellist Dom La Nena. For more of Nena's work, you can find her on Spotify under the name DOMLANENA, Dom La Nena. Up next, Green Eyes by London-based R&B soul singer Arlo Parks.
You gotta try.
is by London-based R&B soul singer Arlo Parks. For more of Arlo's work, you can find her on Spotify under the name Arlo Parks, spelled A-R-L-O Parks. And for more of her thoughts, you can find her on Instagram at arlo.parks. And that's it for this Wednesday Morning After Show. My name is Naomi Murney, with intro music sampled from the song Chosen by musician Blood Orange. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, and it's been my pleasure to host today. Thank you for tuning in.
Well, that wraps up the show. Keep listening to CKUT.
Si on a appris quelque chose de la COVID-19, c'est qu'une petite chose peut se propager rapidement. Et si on est plusieurs à se faire vacciner, on peut créer une vague. Une vague de Canadiens qui font leur part pour retrouver les gens et les lieux qu'on aime. On peut tous aider en se faisant vacciner. Apprenez-en plus au canada.ca/vaccin-COVID. Un message du gouvernement du Canada.
Ring, 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 CKUT.
Yeah.
Ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, CKUT. 90.3, take it from me. It's the best, beats the rest, 90.3 CKUT.
You're listening to Fallen Angels Radio here on CKUT. 90.3 FM and CKUT.ca.